City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
We are going to focus on local music, as always. And I've got the Bad Habits in this morning. Morning to you guys. We have Paddy, guitarist, Adam, also on guitar, and Paul on drums as well. We're missing one of the Bad Habits. Who are we missing?
Chris.
Yeah. And his bad habit is he turns up late, obviously. just come into the microphone a little bit there, Paul. Let's find a little about yourselves, the Bad Habits. Where, how did you sort of get together?
It's a bit of a weird one, really, isn't it? Like, I used to do solo stuff quite a while back. And a few of the lads, the lineup we've got now, used to play for me in a backing band. But now it's sort of like changed, hasn't it? We all started writing together. And we just all started writing music together.
Local lads? How did you meet?
I seen Paul, the drummer, at a Battle of the Bands concert in school a couple of years ago.
I was like 12.
And seen him twirling his sticks, hitting the drums nice and hard, and I was like, yeah, I've got to be in a band with him. So yeah, it was one of them.
And I tried to poach Paddy as a...
Poach him?
Yeah.
I wanted
him to sing in my band, and it turned out that I ended up playing.
This is like band wars.
Yeah. And then I ended up playing guitar for him.
What band were you in?
I was in a band called The Endings.
Right.
But this is a few years ago we're talking now. So
okay.
I liked the way Paddy wrote songs. His songs were really good, and I was just like, I want to play guitar for him. But I really wanted him in my band. I never even thought about joining his band, do you know what I mean?
That's really funny, that dynamic of whether it's your band or his band, or whether you're all merging a different sort of band.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only dead young anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of ages are we here?
I'm 19.
I'm 20.
I'm 17.
Right, so you're right at the start of it.
Yeah.
But what are the ambitions for it, musically?
We just want to gig as much as we can and broadcast our music to as many people as possible, sort of thing. So
we love gigging, wouldn't we?
Like, obviously getting signed would be a bonus, but
Glastonbury's the dream.
how'd you get into Glastonbury, by the way? I mean, because there's obviously like there's hundreds of bands, aren't there? You don't have to be a massive band to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah. Like, there's like loads of little, like, me and Paddy are coming this year, we went last year as well. And, like, you just walk around, and, like, I remember going to the other stage and just being like, oh, I want to be on there. Like, imagine walking out to a stage full of, like, people just singing every word of your song. That's my dream anyway. But we just want to put the work in. Like, we've been locked away in the practice room for, like, 6 months now, just writing, like, loads of new songs. And we just want to get them out now and, like, get after a bit. Just like show everyone it.
You've got to put so much work in. Yeah. And again, you're a student at the moment, Paddy. You're working, Paul, currently. Adam, you're focusing on this. It's hard because you've got your jobs, so you've got your studying, and at the same time, you want to put so much into the music as well. Does that make it extra hard?
Well, I'm only in uni like 3 days a week, so I have like the back end of the week to like concentrate on my music. We always find time, don't we?
It's not as if it's something that it's like you can't really be bothered doing. It's what we want to do. So
it's never a drag to like get into practice. It's always like we want to get there. Like at the end of the day,
you want to get to that point. But how do you describe your music then? We'll play one of your songs in a moment, which is Wonderland. How do you describe that? You know, your style of music.
It's been changing a lot recently. Like, as Paul just said, we've been in the practice room for about like 6 months now. We support another local band, Clean Cut Kid, in January, and they're doing really well on a big platform.
Yeah, they're playing.
But our music sort of like, it's like indie pop rock sort of. So it's like messy pop sort of thing.
Go on, give us an intro into this one, Wonderland. Did you write this one?
Yeah, this is actually a live recording we've done, a live session of Wonderland.
What's the song about?
It's about going to like a weird place and wanting to explore it, sort of thing.
Well, here we go.
I used to own. It's full of all those roads.
That's Bad Habits, Wonderland. This is Sound of Merseyside. We have all four in now. Chris has decided to join us. Morning to you, Chris. Bad Habit is lateness. Oh, never mind, you'll never live that one down. That's a great song. That's you guys live. Where was it from?
It was done in a little studio in a place called Elevator on by Jamaica Street in town. So, yeah, it's just a live session we sort of done.
Right, is it hard to sort of get that studio time, get everything sort of... I know there's a massive music scene, isn't there, in the city? But is it hard to sort of be able to get in the studio, get someone to organise that for you, or is it quite accessible?
I don't know, it's sort of like sort of people you sort of know. Like, I know quite a few people who own studios. I like got one myself as well, so it's quite good. Like, so we've got like easy access to record some demos or tracks if we wanted to, so...
Right. Okay. So that's not out as a single, but you have a single coming out. When?
Yeah.
And how much work's gone into that?
We haven't got an exact date just yet, but a couple of months' time. Yeah. We're going in the studio in like a couple of weeks, aren't we, to put the track down? So.
Yeah. Yeah. How exciting is that?
It is
to
exciting. Sort of
get going with does that almost feel like the start of it?
Once
you've done a first single and put it out,
especially since we haven't done anything for like we said, 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's like it's starting to like get exciting now. Like starting to gig again, starting to like record and stuff like that. So it's the exciting part. Mm. The boring bit out the
Have you got a bit of a reputation out there already then? In the right way, of course, lads.
Yeah. I don't know, like we said before, we supported Clean Cut Kid and me in January.
Yeah.
That was like a sold out show. We got some good feedback from that and we've done a few other gigs, haven't we? And
we've
got a gig tomorrow night. Buyers Club.
Right.
We've only got a handful of tickets left. It's nearly sold out, so should be a good one.
Brilliant. Is that just you guys? Or you,
We've got a few other people on the lineup.
We put the event on, and there's like three other bands on. There's a solo artist called Lumen, isn't there? There's Haylim are on.
They're all Lipper students.
And Lilium, isn't it?
Lilium, yeah.
Right. There were some brilliant Lipper students involved last week, of course, the festival... name's gone right out of my head.
The River Mersey one?
No, the week before.
Sound City.
Sound City. There's some amazing Lippers tunes on there. Yeah. Some of the music that's coming out of Lippers is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen incredible at the moment. When you put a single out, I mean, how much sort of work and effort goes into making sure the very first one is sort of pristine and exactly what you want?
I don't know. With those, like, we've attempted to record like two singles, but like we've never sort of been like really happy with it. So, but this third time, we've been away for 6 months, completely revamped our live set, and we've, like, chose our favourites, which we'd like to bring out as a debut, so we sort of know what we want now, don't we? So
And more people know about us now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More people, like, so it'll be easier to, like, promote, and you've got to put the effort in, haven't you, when you're trying to promote a single.
So many bands that we've had in here have said exactly the same. It's the amount of effort you put in individually.
It is.
Do you do all your own social media and your own promotion?
Yeah. That's all Paddy.
Is it?
Yeah. Paddy likes all the Instagram filters.
Oh, right. It's all down to you, is it?
Yeah, it's all down to me.
But it is about building a reputation, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How are people starting to sort of talk about you?
I don't know. We've there's a lot of like local bloggers that have been really on our side, giving nice comments and reviews. So we really do appreciate it, like from like the locals, and we've got just a few people just turn up to our gigs, and like you see them coming with more people the next gig, and you're like, so they're obviously spreading the word, and like we couldn't thank them more than enough for that. Like
Okay, we'll play a little bit of your next song now. Then this is Hear Me Out. So give us a brief synopsis. What is it?
This is another demo we've done a while back. It was one of them. We sort of just wrote it that quick, didn't we?
Yeah, this was probably the first song we wrote as like
as a band. Yeah,
and then we obviously thought it was the best song ever.
Right, that's Hear Me Out by the Bad Habits. I was saying to the lads, that sounds like someone, it sounds like someone, and then he shouted out the Vamps. The Vamps. It does, it sounds like the Vamps.
Yeah, we're not as nice looking as them.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you could jump around just as much as that is good, though. You know, if you think of maybe those comparisons, it's very different to the other song we played.
Yeah, it's a lot poppier. Well. Like, yeah.
So what, that one there, you just said to me, don't play it as much anymore.
No, it's sort of song we sort of like left behind sort of thing, but we do play it from time to time, don't we? But
it was kind of like the bridge between the solo stuff and what we're doing now.
We sort of got like a centre point now of what sort of genre we're going for. Yeah. So.
Okay. What's up next for you? What's happening over the next few months for you?
Well, like I just said, we've got Buyers Club tomorrow, haven't we? Yeah. It's close to selling out, so that should be good. Doors open at 7. There's a few tickets left if anyone still wants to get some on the door. We've got Liverpool Loves Festival in August. We've got Liverpool Calling Festival as well.
Next month, isn't it?
That's next month. And a few other things we haven't announced just yet, but it's loads to look forward to, so it should be exciting.
Exciting time.
And if people want to follow you on Twitter or...
Yeah, on Twitter it's @badhabits_UK, and just search our name on Facebook and you should find us all there. So.
Okay, Chris, we've not heard from you yet. Come in here, just tell us, where did the name The Bad Habits come from?
Paddy, what?
Who's got The Bad Habits?
I don't know, it just sort of came from nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I think one of us mentioned it, and we were like, yeah, we'll have that one.
I wasn't around for that.
There was some dodgy names flying around, but we eventually got to that. So
you just came down to that one. Yeah. It's not a bad name, is it?
No. It's not too bad.
Chris, what do you do, by the way?
I play bass, and that's it.
play bass, and that's it. Have you got a job as well, away from all that?
Pretty much just going out playing every day is my only job.
Is it?
Pretty much.
You're absolutely focused on being like a full-time
musician.
Yeah, I'm
playing tonight, so I've got to do that.
Yeah. You're in like 10 bands, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You're a John Gibbons of the world. You're an every band going.
Tonight, like.
Boys, wish you the very best.
Oh, thanks very much.
Absolutely superb. The Bad Habits there. And, of course, Paddy, Chris, Adam, and Paul. As soon as that, let us know when your single's out on iTunes and we'll give it a shout on air. This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.